Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. And for those of you that don't know, for those of you that aren't following the podcasting space like I am, Ask Gwen is now available using the Google Assistant and Google Home. So basically, if you say, hey, lady in the can on Google side, you can add Ask Gwen to your morning routine. So I believe it's play Ask Gwen. So if someone with Google Assistant would let me know, that would be wonderful. If they can tweet me or let me know how it works, because I know it's in the Google space. I checked it. Checked it in the Google Assistant on my phone. And so we're now in Google space, and I'm hopefully my podcast host, Lipson, knows about this. So I'm hopefully going to see stats from Google Home come into my system as well. And Ask Gwen on the Amazon side, Lady in the Can, is soon to come. And the reason why I'm saying Lady in the Can is because I don't want these home assistants to go off. So I'm going to let Brooke take it away, and then I'm going to ask her baseline questions, and then I'm going to let her interview me. So I'm going, Miss Brooke, take it away.
Awesome. Thanks, Wynn. That is so exciting that you're on all these different platforms now. You're making it so your listeners can really get to know you and get you into their lives in every way that they use technology. So that's amazing.
I try, but thank you, Google, for helping me out with that. Well, I didn't do that, and I'll make sure that my assistant puts a podcast episode in this show notes so you guys can click on it and listen to a representative of Google talk about what Google's doing, and so I try.
Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah. So my first baseline question is, you told me via text message you have Crohn's disease. And so I know what MS is. I obviously know what cerebral palsy is because I have it. But what is Crohn's disease? Is it a disease that is it an inflammatory disease, or what is it? So
yeah,
people have a better understanding, because I'm like, I don't know what Crohn's disease is.
And, you know, I didn't know what it was either when I was diagnosed with it. I was like, oh, no, a disease, I'm going to die, you know.
Yeah.
So it is an inflammatory disease. It attacks anywhere through your digestive system, but mostly it's in your intestines. So basically your body's eating itself. So it sounds super fun, right?
Yeah.
So okay. I was diagnosed when I was 21. And so I've been dealing with this disease for a really long time, but I have always wanted to have Crohn's disease not really represent who I am, you know? Like, yes, it's something that I deal with and that I have, but I'm not going to let that thing stop me. And I've seen so many people, because I'm in a lot of support groups for Crohn's disease, and so many people, it stopped them from really living their dreams. Like, from getting married, from having kids, like just the basic things that we want to do in our life, they're letting those things stop them. And so I am a huge advocate of people who, if you have something that may you feel like you didn't get dealt the best cards in life, you take what you have and you can turn it into something positive. And that's one thing that I love about you, is that's exactly what you have done too.
I definitely agree. You know, I was on Facebook, and because of the Cambridge Analytica case, I got off Facebook. I deleted my Facebook profiles, my own personal Facebook profiles. I still have my Facebook business page, and I'm still working my team manages my Facebook. I don't even manage it anymore. I don't even have it on my phone. But one of the things I did notice is that I was in these, I guess you would call them CP, cerebral palsy support groups, and people would just go on and on and on. And it's like, parents of CP would go like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And me being the older side of CP tried to give them advice, but at the same time, you can't give CP advice to other people, and you can't give advice about Crohn's disease to other people because it may affect people differently than it affects Brooke or see, it's the same way with CP. So my next question, and I hate to get too much information here, but I want to educate people on Crohn's disease here. Do you have any dietary restrictions?
Yes, and I've been able to, because it affects your digestive system, like, it does matter the things that you eat. And, like, I've been on a ton of medications and everything, and I actually, in the last 6 months, have been able to get off all medications because I can control everything through diet and through natural supplements. So,
well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's huge.
It has been a long road.
I know that. I was on one of the list medications for CP called Baclofen from 2006 to 2009. Baclofen made me a walking zombie, although it made me feel great. It made me a walking zombie. And so my mom, who was alive at the time, said, I don't want Wynn to be a walking zombie. I would rather Wynn be functioning and have CP just the way it is. And so she pulled me off the baclofen, and doctors were like, oh, no, you can't pull her off the baclofen. Oh, no, she'll just go into withdrawals. And my mom said, well, then teach me how to do it. Teach me how to do it. Otherwise, I will pull off baclofen. You guys teach me how to do it. The doctors, finally, she got in a big fight with the doctors for about a good 2 months. And it's like, teach me how to get myself off these medications.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important to do that and to have that will to just say, okay, enough is enough. Because I really feel like a lot of the medications that are out there, they're just band-aids, and they're not really helping the underlying problem.
No.
And that's why diet and supplements and things like that are so important, because it's the natural way to really heal your body from the inside out and help you to be able to function better than you would on a medication that makes you feel like a zombie, you know?
And I don't know about you, but I gave up. We find sugar about a year and a half ago. So I don't know if you're a big sweets person or not. I'm sure you are, but you can't have it with Crohn's disease. And you know what? I feel like a new woman because of it.
Yes. Yeah, I have given it up as well. And all, like, refined, like, flours and things like that, I'm off of all of that. And it's amazing the energy that you have. And there are times, I mean, I have 4 kids that are young, and so they eat candy sometimes. And so I'll have like a little bite, and just that, like, it really does something to your brain, I think, that makes you just feel like you need it and you want it more. And it's very addictive.
No, I still drink my wine, and I still eat, I still have my lattes, don't get me wrong, but I have given up the cookies and the sweets. And a person accidentally the other day, my mom's OBGYN's wife tried to hand me a chocolate chip cookie on the 4th of July, so I had to I had to literally look at it and said, you know I have cerebral palsy, knowing this for 30 years, and I had to literally tell her, thank you, but I've given up. You find triggers. It's like good girl for you, because I'm like, yeah, you don't hand the cookie to me.
Right. And yeah. I think when you first get started on, like, getting off sugar and stuff like that, when you're in social situations like that, it is a lot harder to say no. But the longer that you do it, it gets easier and easier. So if any of your listeners are thinking about doing that, like, keep that in mind, too. You know, it will get easier.
You know, and, and, of course, my dad's the big sweetest in this house. So I'm like, you can eat all the sweets that you want. Because it's inflammatory for both of us, and I'm trying to save my body, not inflame it even more.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So my next question and my last question before you get to interview me is, who, if you had to be educated by anyone inside or outside your field, who would it be and why, and what would you ask them?
Well, in a world where you could ask anyone, the person that I would love to learn from is Walt Disney, even though he's not with us anymore. I just love everything that he has done. I've read tons of books about him, and I am a huge Disney fan, but just everything that he did, he was so innovative in the things that he did, and he didn't let anything stop him. And whenever someone said that it was a bad idea or he couldn't do it, but it was his dream, that's what he decided to do. He was like, I'm going to do this because this is my dream and this is what I want to do. And he's such a great example to all of us, not even like entrepreneurs, but also anyone in life. If there's something that you really want to do, go out there and do it and make it happen.
Yep. I believe it. So now, look, you can interview me, and you threw me for a curveball, and you can interview me. I also, while you're interviewing me, I also have a huge announcement for people that they don't know yet, that I just found out the other day that they don't know yet, and then I have I'm going to give people a teaser of where my life is going. I can't say where yet, but I have some pretty cool announcements coming up. And hopefully by August 12th, hopefully everything will be all set up.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear the announcement, too, so I'll keep it short. My first question to you is, you have really come against all odds to build up this really empire that you have. So what are some of the things that you do to help you stay in a positive mindset?
Well, I try not to watch the news. I try. Now, that's hard because I also listen to podcasts. I try not to watch the news, and right now I'm addicted to Goal in Space, which is a podcast produced by a friend of mine. It's an audio drama. She does a really good job of it. Just type in Goal in Space on the Alexa skill, or just type in Goal in Space on the Google Home. And that one captivates me for hours on end, and that one's done by Sailwana. The other one is called The Newsie, and it's news in 10 minutes or less, which I like. So I try not to watch the news. That keeps me in a positive attitude because, let's face it, the news is depressing.
Uh-huh. It totally is.
Yeah. So I'm like, I would rather take a audio drama, take I write a book than to watch the news, and yeah.
Right, right. I'm right there with you. So my other question, the last question I have for you, because I want to get to your announcement because I'm excited to hear it, but my other question for you is, we talked a little bit earlier about how you were saying there was the support groups of people, and they were, like, I feel like some support groups are just full of people that just want to complain about whatever it is that they mm-hmm. have. So it's really important to protect your environment and, like, who you hang out around and, like, where you get your information and stuff. So how do you do it? How do you find a positive environment to be in?
Well, my my office that I'm sitting in now doesn't have the greatest natural light in it, even though it has my podcasting mic. And by the way, you guys, I just sold my Mac because it's kind of broken, so I'm waiting to get a new one. And so I try to go towards the natural light, which the natural light is in my living room, so I'll sit up there and have lunch. I also have a set of stairs, which I make myself do every day. And so you guys would be shocked that I can do stairs independently, which that shocks people. But I make myself do a set of stairs every day and do them more than once a day, actually. And then I try to keep myself off social media as much as I can, because I feel like social media drags it down. So I have a special, our operating system on iOS 12 now on the Apple side. You can actually lock screen time. You can actually set screen time. So my screen time goes off at 5 p.m. and doesn't go back on again until 6:20 a.m. And I'm like, I get a better night's sleep. Although you can set it up so it has apps to it, and you can always have access to it. But I think screen time is the best thing on planet Earth. Now, granted, you guys won't get that until September when iOS becomes is public, but I'm on beta system of that, and I think screen time is the greatest thing on the planet.
I love that. Those are great tips. I'm going to start doing that myself. So thank you.
Yeah, just put your phone down. And luckily, my stepsister, who's here with me today, actually, she's a really positive person, and I'm realizing having an able-bodied stepsister is it's a blessing. I should say kind of a blessing, because it is a blessing, because she's a really positive person when it comes down to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. But what I wanted to tell you guys is, you guys know I have CP, and you guys knowing that for umpteen years now, I've been very public, but my official diagnosis is acetylcholine spastic cerebral palsy. So you can't be calling into mixed bag anymore, because it's acetylcholine spastic cerebral palsy. And I knew that because of my tone, and I knew that because of, I knew that over the years. But I finally figured out my diagnosis only a couple of days ago, so I'm really happy about that. I had to get a psychology report done on me because my financial situation is getting better, but I just thought I would give you guys the diagnosis officially on this podcast so you guys would know what I actually have.
That's awesome. Well, and so many people group things together into, like, one lump thing, when really there's lots of different avenues of that. So,
yeah. And CP is, you can either lump it, but I have acetoid spastic cerebral palsy. You can just call in CP for short, or Google acetoid cerebral palsy and acetoid spastic cerebral palsy. Its nickname is ADCT. ADCP, that's its nickname. So you guys can't call it mixed bag anymore, and I can't call it the mixed bag. I've been calling it the mixed bag of CP for many years. I'm like, oh, something's got to give. I'm like, something's got to give. So, Brooke, where can people find you? And if they want to learn more about your services, and where can people find you? And, of course, if they want to learn more about Crohn's disease, are you open talking about it, or are you just talking about it with me because you know I have a physical disability and understand the interesting dynamics of a physical disability?
Well, I do both. So the easiest way to find me is on my website, which is brookelder.com, and Brook is spelled with an E. So it's kind of fun because the Brook and the Elder have the two E's together.
Yeah.
And then I do have a Facebook group that's called Autoimmune Warriors, and that's where I talk a lot about dealing with autoimmune diseases and things that you can do and things that have helped me. I feature different supplements and what they do and talk about those things in that group. So those are the two places that it's easiest to find me and connect with me.
Okay. So Autoimmune Warriors and BrookElder.com. And, of course, if you guys are walking the dog or at the gym or on the Stairmaster, I know you guys, you listen to us when at the gym. I know you guys do, and I wish I could, too, but I have PCs that I need to listen to. There are days I want to block them out, and I should probably bring my headphones with me. And one day when I'm working in the EXO and actually block them out, but the other day, if I want to block my PTs out, especially yesterday when we were training people to use the Exxon, I'm like, really? Really? Do I have to be on a training day? I'm like, and they joked with me. They're like, you have done this a few times. I'm like, only a few, because I use the exoskeleton once a week two times a week, so I'm pretty good at using the exoskeleton. And you guys can actually donate to Patreon. Just if you go on to Patreon, and it's in the show notes, if you go on to Patreon/AskWin, you guys can donate, you guys can support me, you guys can get a VIP podcast feed, which I set up on Patreon, that will only cost you like $10 and make it really low for you guys, so you guys won't scream at me. The teachers out there won't scream at me saying half my paycheck is going to Patreon, or half my SSI is going to Patreon, or half my health insurance is going to Patreon, because Brooke knows with the pre-existing condition, it's hard to get health insurance.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's for sure.
Yes, it is. We've battled that, and I'm still battling that with my CP. So you guys can donate to Patreon or just donate directly to King Health. And I truly appreciate Brooke coming on. I know it's summer, and the kids are being mindfully quiet, and they may be at camp at this point.
My husband's watching them, so we're good.
We're good. Well, it takes a team effort to produce this podcast, and my family supports me, and so I hope your husband supports you with when you have a physical disability and you're trying to do all this work. You need a good support system, and I truly appreciate Brooke coming on and sharing the story and letting me interview her and she interviewing me. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. And as I said, you can find it on Google Home. And I will let you guys know when the Alexa skill comes, because I know you guys are dying to add, ask when to your morning routines with Alexa. So I will let you know as soon as the Alexa skill comes. But I thank you guys, and you guys have a wonderful day. And I can be found on Twitter, Wynn, W-I-N, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-A-S. And yes, I will respond to my tweet. And if I get a solid update on what's going on in my life, I will figure out a way to tell you guys. But right now, I can't. But just know it's all good news. I am working on my books. My dreams are coming true with my books. But right now, that's all I'll say. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the support of the podcast. And you guys have a wonderful day. And I appreciate books coming on. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Ask Wynn. Thanks to you guys.